Those tears undid Bobby. He ran across the room, wanting to hug Ted, needing to hug him. He stopped when Ted lifted his arms and crossed them over the chest of his baggy old man's shirt, his expression a kind of horrified surprise. Bobby stood where he was, his arms still held out to hug. Slowly he lowered them. No hugging, no touching. It was the rule. But the rule was mean. The rule was wrong. "Will you write?" he asked. "I will send you postcards," Ted replied after a moment's thought. "Not directly to you, though. That might be dangerous for both of us. What shall I do? Any ideas?" "Send them to Carol," Bobby said. He didn't even stop to think. "When did you tell her about the low men, Bobby?" There was no reproach in Ted's voice. Why would there be? He was going, wasn't he? For all the difference it made, the guy who did the story on the shopping cart thief could write it up for the paper. Crazy old man runs from invading aliens. People would read it to each other over their coffee and breakfast cereal and laugh. What had Ted called it that day? Galumphing small-town humor. Hadn't that been it? But if it was so funny, why did it hurt? Why did it hurt so much? "Today," he said in a small voice, "I saw her in the park and everything just kind of came out." "That can happen," Ted said gravely. "I know it well. Sometimes the dam just bursts, and perhaps it's for the best. You'll tell her I may want to get in touch with you through her?" "Yeah." Ted tapped a finger against his lips, thinking. Then he nodded. "At the top, the cards I send will say, 'Dear C,' instead of 'Dear Carol.' At the bottom, I'll sign, 'A friend.' That way, you'll both know who writes. Okay?" "Yeah," Bobby said. "Cool." It wasn't cool. None of this was cool. But it would do. He suddenly lifted his hand, kissed his fingers, and blew across them. Ted, sitting on the couch, smiled, caught the kiss, and put it on his lined cheek. "You better go to bed now, Bobby. It's been a big day and it's late." Bobby went to bed.